Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cowboys lose to the Dolphins, 28-26. And kind of like what me and Rue said at the start when we're tipping, we're going, why were we so confident with the Cowboys? Like, what evidence did we have aside from some big wins at the start of the year that these guys weren't going to make this a shit fight? So they start the game off really well. And then essentially each time the Dolphins got down on their line, they scored. Like, literally, three times in a row, they got down, boom, scored. Cowboys ring momentum back. Dolphins eventually get back down, boom, score. Like, three times in a row. They're actually, obviously, Manly are doing better than the Cowboys. But they are similar-ish to the Cowboys where, Manly and Cowboys are quite similar where when it clicks, it's some of the best rugby league you'll ever watch. But then this defensive side of it, it just needs to be sorted. And yesterday, it is going to keep biting them in the ass, and we're going to keep coming here each week. We go, holy shit, the Cowboys are back. And then the next week, you go, oh, I don't know. And then the next week, and it'll just be this roller coaster all year unless they sort their defense out. The Dolphins, on the other hand, yes, obviously they leaked as many points. But when you look at those two squads next to each other and then obviously all the injuries, I know Chad Townsend was out. But when you look at the injuries the Dolphins had, the fact that they can go up to North Queensland and get the win, I think that's outstanding. Boys, what do you reckon?
Just having a look at the ladder. The Cowboys have conceded the second most points in this competition. If South Sydney didn't exist, they'd be worst. Bizarre. And they've conceded 245 points. I think they've had a bye in there, the Cowboys, or maybe not
No.
yet. Not yet. Like, it's a lot of points. And, you know, I'm sure that they do care. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. But when you watch them defend, it's almost like they don't care. They're just happy to...
You know what? It looks like to me that they don't have a defensive system on their try line. Obviously, they do have it. But they're definitely not playing... Like, okay, for example, I watched the Sharkies. And their defense on their line was outstanding. And I watched the Cowboys, which, ironically, I think we're all sitting here saying the Cowboys are probably... you know, could kick on more than the Sharkies this year. But I feel like the Sharkies have taken the direction you would have hoped the Cowboys would take, at least early on in the year. So points differential, what is... Okay, so points against... Seagulls have 200. Cowboys have... So Raiders have 204. Cowboys 245. Dragons 234. Titans 226. Rabbitohs 292.
On points conceded per game on average, they're third worst. So Rabbitohs, 36 points per game, which is terrible. Titans all the way down to 28, and then Cowboys, 27.
And who's the next ones too?
Then Parramatta, 26, and then Dragons, also 26.
And the next one?
I've only got top five here.
Top five. So what a... They're still sitting 10th, and they've won four, lost five. But with how poor their year was last year, unfortunately... When you look at them, you go, they've still got the same problems that they had last year. Super up. When they're up, they're up. When they're down, they're down. It's getting to the point where it's like changes may need to happen at the end of this year if this can't get sorted.
I find them so frustrating, mate. Because I absolutely love watching them play. Each week I look forward to watching them play just when they've got the ball in hand. And I just think, fuck, you don't even have to be the best defensive side in the competition. If you can just be somewhere in the middle, they're a serious threat this year. They just can't seem to get it together. And I mean, like, and I know it's the Dolphins and we all, you know, sort of go, oh, yeah, but Wayne. Like, the amount of guys they are missing in that side right now, the Cowboys at home should have been able, should have been able to contain that mob. And they just let sides walk through them.
And it just looks so far from where they need to be. Like, sometimes you look at a few late tries, right, there's tries off kicks, this or that, and a few tweaks. And you know, like, they can find their way back in it. They'll sort this defence out. They look so far from a cohesive defensive unit at the moment. It's going to take major changes.
I think that if this continues for the rest of the year and they miss the eight, I think big changes need to happen. Because they're not reacting.
The year they did really well, at the end of round nine, they'd conceded 102 points. So they've conceded 150 more points than they had that season.
But what do we remember when they went really well? What was the talk out of their preseason? We've had one of the toughest defensive preseasons we've ever had. And so the only thing I can think of is, like, there's two options. They've continued those tough preseasons and they're burnt out, or they've eased up on the tough preseasons and that's why they're not as defensively tough as we would expect a Cowboys team to be.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah, I do think if this continues for the rest of the year, I think Toddy Payton's going to have to make some tough calls, really tough calls.
Helam Lukey back in for his first game from injury in the weekend, 29 minutes off the bench. I think he hopefully comes in, starts this week. He'll make a world of difference to them, attack and defence, just getting through the work that he does. He's a good defender. You know, at times I think, all right, are they too robust? Are they too big? Like, do they need a bit more mobility through, like, in the pack? He'll do that for them big time. Finny Fuaki probably goes back to the bench. He can come on in shorter bursts, be a more explosive player. I think he'll make a huge difference.
Is McLean out for extended time?
I'm not sure.
Hammy last week. Would he do Hammy? Or
in this game. He played 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't know.
The thing is like, look, Taumalolo, a little bit better. 12 runs, 121 metres, 55 post-contact, 18 tackles. He did that all in 43 minutes. And then you look at Griffin Neame. These numbers are a lot better. 13 runs, 139 metres, 66 post-contact, 34 tackles. Reece Robson, 94 metres, line break assist, 45 tackles, zero missed and two offloads. So you look at that and you go, that's much better than a few weeks ago where they just got completely steamrolled. But just that defence on their line is just
so bad.
I would love to know, like, what is it? Is it the players not buying into the system, or is it the system is just not good defensively on the try line?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All the obvious things, they need to sort it out. Tommy Dearden, I thought, was outstanding. I thought he was really, really good. So, like, they did have good performances.
Well, in attack, the same week, every week, take your pick. Drinky was awesome in attack. Dearden was brilliant. It's just defence every week.
What about when the halfback, Jake Clifford, put up that bomb and Trey Fuller let it bounce? I've never seen that happen before, that it ends up being a 40-fucking-20. That was unbelievable.
That was wild. Absolutely wild.
And the one that Drinky hit, and the way that he strikes a football is so underrated.
He's so silky, it's actually crazy.
How was SJ's floater yesterday? It's one of the greatest floaters I've ever seen.
So good. So bloody good.
It stopped in midair and just, like, levitated for a while. It was just flat and moving nowhere.
And so I look at it, when you look at the stats, like, they're pretty bloody good, but it's just that goal on D. Like, it is just non-existent. It really, like, if you get down there as an NRL side, you're almost, like, nearly guaranteed a try.
Asako pretty well went over untouched. They just stripped him.
Yeah, to put it this way, if they have defended their line for those one-off three occasions where they scored in the first half, they win convincingly.
Did you see that one that Asako scored? He obviously scored in the right corner, and it was as Ruben Cotter was walking off the field. So Cotter was, like, really tight on the camera, and Asako just walked through and scored untouched. You just see Cotter just go, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, shout out to Ruben Cotter, 47 tackles, only one missed, and scored a try with about five blokes hanging off him, nearly scored another one.
Maniac.
Travelled about 15 metres with him hanging off his back. He was elite.
Because you look at it, Dolphins, 25 ineffective tackles compared to the Cowboys, 9. The Cowboys also missed less tackles. Mate, it's just conceded less penalties. Obviously, ruck infringements, but like, yeah, so it's just that goal line deep. If they can sort that out, then hopefully that'll change something.
Wasn't it like, just because of how the Cowboys have hurt us this year when you watch them, like when Reuben Cotter scored in the 6 minute and they were up 12-0, like I almost sat there and went, oh, this could be a negative for them. Has this just come too easy for us?
I had zero confidence that they would.
They were either going to win that by 80 or definitely lose that game. It was never going to go any other way.
Mate, in my head, I didn't know whether they would win or lose the game, but I'm looking at that going, that's almost an irrelevant thing. Like, I didn't have confidence that they would be able to just keep the pressure on and just knock them out. Like, just, unfortunately, this year they've just been so. I think they had that one massive game, and outside of that, it's been.
They haven't lied to us. They're exactly who they are.
Yeah. Four on the trot though. They've lost, and they've got going to be an interesting game this week. The Titans at the Gold Coast.
Whew. How do you tip that? Far out.
Yeah, the overs set out about 85.
Yeah, that'd be about right. Well, Cowboys slight favourites, $1.60. The Titans $2.20.
Look, glass half full. Like it's hard to say because we say it every week. But in attack, like they're coming out of end. Like you look at their back line: Drinkwater 131 meters, Felt 178, Holmes 191, Vailea 132, Valame 144. All of them with quite a lot of post contact too, essentially averaging 60 each. So they're getting into it. They're getting into the game and they're ripping and tearing. But, yeah, look, it really is. They have an Achilles heel and it is their goal line defense. So, like we talked about Manly, how it's just their defense they need to sort. This is even more specific with the Cowboys. It's like if you can sort that goal line D, geez, that's going to release some headaches for you.
Braden Burns arriving this week too.
Yep.
Straight at the top 30.
And for some reason, I can see him as a Cowboy. I don't know.
Yep. Like he just, I reckon he'll do well up there.
Yeah.
I like Braden Burns.
Gets through a lot of work. Good, solid NRL player. So, yeah, Cowboys need to turn it around and turn around quick. Dolphins, I mean, talk about how quickly Wayne has instilled just a never-give-up attitude. As I said, you read out those stats and those missed tackles and ineffective tackles, but, like, this is a Wayne team. It's not really about stats, and it's never been about stats for the Dolphins or any of Wayne's side. It's about the intangible stuff. Like, he doesn't sit you in a video room and go, he's all these like insights and technicalities and we're going to sit here for 2 hours breaking the game down. He's just going to say, boys, I need you to go out there and rip and tear. I didn't give a shit how it happens. Just find a way to win. And that's what the Dolphins are doing at the moment.
Well, it's still Timmy Thunder because I just saw him up on his screen as well. But just Cody Nikorima, like he was a journeyman utility at the start of this year for me. And the article came out, I want to play 5-8. And I said, oh, that's nice, Cody, but probably unlikely in this side.
I honestly, when I saw him read that, Cody Nikorima is a legend, but I was like, that's an athlete that has to be confident in themselves. Like, of course an athlete's going to say that. Now I'm back like, no, he was right.
Yeah, I think he's had 6 try assists in 4 weeks.
And you talk about having confidence in himself. What about the confidence that Wayne Bennett has in him, the faith he has in him? Last year, he was playing him at fullback ahead of Hamiso Tabuafito, one of the most electric fullbacks in the game. Hammer makes fullback his own this year, moves him to 5'8". And I sort of thought, like you boys, gun in attack, but he's too small to defend in the halves. Now, look, still gets spotted every game because he has to, defensively, he has to make so many tackles. He made 33 tackles last week. He hasn't missed more than 3 tackles in a game this season. And he's tiny. He'll get a lot of traffic. He'll let tries through, but what he's doing in attack, he's one of the craftiest playmakers in the competition. The ability to strip numbers, hit the right man, just was putting it on a platter for Asako on the weekend along with Avarillo.
And the added threat of his ball running. Like, he is fast, he is sharp off his feet. Mm. So you've got to constantly worry his defenders. Like, it actually reminds me a little bit of Hughes in the fact that just that right foot and left foot step, just laid at the line, that just kills people every time.
I love as well that he just allows Isaiah Cartel to do his thing and then he just picks his moments when he needs to come in and help the young guy. And I'm sure we'll talk about Isaiah soon, but I think a lot of that, you have to give credit to Cody Nikorima this year, the way that he's combined with him.
They're linking up beautifully, those two as well. Looks like they've been playing together for years and just in such unison. They're so in sync with each other. And I've seen Isaiah Katoa, you know, he's playing both sides of the field, shifts over to the right off and then feeds Nikorima. They're fun to watch at the moment.
Mate, Katoa for me, it's like, it wasn't even his best game on the weekend, but at 20 years old, looking that slick, that confident, mate, when we start hitting 24, 25, he will be able to, it's, you know, you go and look at Cleary now, and I reckon it was about probably 2 years ago where, not even two, maybe a year and a half ago, where you go, he's starting to believe he's the best in the game. And he went from a really, really good half to a half that knows he can dictate terms with certain plays, knows when to pull the trigger, knows when to build pressure. And I'm excited and I hope it's similar-ish with Katoa, where he gets to 24, 25 and he's just played so much footy at such a high level that he understands just the right time when to pull the trigger, when to build pressure, when to make those plays. Because at the moment, his career is just like, he's just stacking on it, stacking, you know, each game. There's all these little things you're seeing where you're going, mate, there are halves that are like 27, 28 that don't have, you know, we always talk about it, but the sign of a good half is a half that looks like he has time all this. Like Andrew Johns, it literally looked like he was playing in slow motion at times. He just had so much time on his hand. And with Katoa, he does. He looks like he's got a lot of time every time he runs a ball.
Without knowing exactly what Wayne's doing next year, if he does end up at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, so you see if you're Blake Solly and the Rabbitohs, aren't you saying to Wayne, hey? Any chance?
Oh, mate.
For the Dolphins' sake, I really hope they don't. And I hope Wayne... Well,
he's locked in. He extended this year. Good. Yeah, Katoa did, yeah.
All right, yeah. I hope Wayne leaves a lot of those guys there, you know what? To keep building.
The Dolphins probably looked at it and said, if Wayne isn't coach this year, we need to identify who's our key players. Katoa's our key player.
Yeah.
We're extending before he leaves. Because if we don't extend, you just know that he's probably going. I thought Avarillo was really good.
Yeah.
He was really good. Another guy that... you know, when he first did make the side, you're like, oh, he's down in the pecking order. But ever since then, it seems like Wayne's really backed him in, and he had a try, two try assists. You know, just looking slick, really. A couple of offloads. Just really, he's just that a well-rounded player. I know defensively he can be found out sometimes, but in an attack, like he can offer some games you can watch him and go, geez, isn't he just a really good centre that can get his ball to his winger? Doesn't overplay his hand ever. And then other games, you're like, holy, he's gotten through a bunch of work. And then other games, you're like, well, he's actually a lot quicker than I thought. He's not necessarily like the best at one thing, but he is really good in a lot of areas, Avarillo, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, defensively is the thing. Like, even at the Doggies, we knew he could attack, but defensively in the front line, he struggled at times. He's missed two tackles in the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
So really sorted his D out under Wayne Bennett and the coaching staff up there. And if he can maintain that and keep a regular spot in the NRL, like what he can do in attack, as you said, Kempy, he can hit you in so many ways.
Yeah.
He's really quick.
Yeah.
He's got great footwork, good passing game. I really hope he can make a fist of it defensively because he's got a big future if he does.
Yeah. And what a great guy to have in your back line for injuries and that. Can play fullback, can play wing, can play centre. Could play six or seven at a pinch. Like, I know we don't
want to. Played halves with Dogs.
Yeah.
Well, we know he can play half.
So it's like a really important person to have in your back line that can cover multiple positions, can play 14. You know, it helps with squad balances these days.
And, mate, they've got so many guys like that. Like, if you have injuries anywhere, you and eight can just about cover anything. Maxi Plath can play a range of positions there. It's a really well-balanced squad, the Dolphins. Mm. Maxi Plath played the full 80 on the weekend.
Yep.
It's very good. It sort of shocked me when I was reading through Felice Kaufusi starts that he only made 18 tackles. It felt like he made 17 bell ringers.
Yeah. Kaufusi is such a good example of stats on everything.
Yep.
You go through his career, very rarely are you going to find a game where he's had seven tackle breaks, two try assists. You know, you're never really going to find that with Kaufusi. He's a guy that you've got to watch the game of rugby league to see how he impacts it, because he is just high quality. His defence is... He's got to be up there with some of the best, arguably a top five all-time back row defence in it, like we've ever seen.
When they came out last season and just, you know, blew expectation out of the water, it, like, the one bloke that stands out for me was Felice Kaufusi. Mm. And just the intensity he set with his defence, flying off the line, putting on shots. Statistically, there wouldn't have been anything amazing there, but great example of it. And the other one, Marky Nicholls, the GOAT. Thought he was terrific. GOAT, found himself in open space, the big fella as well. unsung hero.
Flying.
What do we make of Kaufusi's hair on the weekend?
Hot.
Yep.
It's hot.
You a fan?
He's bringing it, you know, he's given hope for the dads out there.
Yeah. The reverse Devon.
You can still be cool if you're a dad. Reverse Devon. Yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying, look, maybe physically you've completely lost it, but at the same time, you can still be hot, baby.
As a father, will you be adopting that haircut as well?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know if it, like, when it comes to, like, perspective and ratio. I don't know if my head is actually shaped to have that out the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're heavy on both sides.
One way to find out.
Just on Felice Kaufusi, quick story I haven't told before. One of my mates, when Felice was first picked to play for the Kangaroos, that was in 2017, they just won the comp in 17. He had the big afro, big bit of gear playing in the back row, and they're at a function, and all the other Kangaroos walked in, and, you know, said hello to everyone. No one introduced themselves. Felice introduced himself to every single person in the room as, "Hi, I'm Felice." And everyone's like, "Yeah, we know who you are, buddy."
Yeah. He's a legend.
He's a legend, yeah.
Absolute legend. I ran into him up North Sea, my brother Bundina, I think it is. Bundaberg. And we're just like randomly in the same pub.
Yeah.
He's obviously much bigger than he looks on TV as well. He's a big boy.
Did it hurt?
It's very uncouth. It's very uncouth.
When you ran into him?
No. Yeah, he made his debut in 2015. By 2017, he was playing for the Kangaroos.
Yeah, like... maybe the most underrated player of the last 10 years. Like put it this way, you know, when he was playing for Queensland, he was one of their first selected each year. Mm. And yet, to the wider audience, people would forget he was even getting selected for the side. Like, when they're going through their starting 13, they'd be like, "Oh, fuck, I forgot about Kaufusi." Like,
and he's one of Wayne Bennett's first signings, wasn't he, to the Dolphins? Yep, yep, like, correct. That says it all, doesn't it?
That says it all, absolutely. So, yeah, outstanding. So, mate, what a win from the Dolphins. And, geez, they're a fun team to just watch. Like, no matter how much wrong is happening for them, injuries, whatever, coaches couldn't go up to Northern Territory, all that stuff, they just find a way.
They've dead set lost their four best players and they're sitting, what are they, top four? Herbie's out, Hammer's out, Gilbert's out.
Flegler's out.
Yeah, they're sitting fourth.
And they're fourth.
They got, same wins. They've had a bye and they've got the same wins as the Broncos. So good. So bloody good. The Dolphins, it is insane. It feels like a lifetime ago. People were saying this team shouldn't even be in the NRL because we don't have the talent to fill it. That was the yarn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like, that was the yarn. Like, this, we don't have the talent to fill it. The 17th team, it's going to be a failure because they're just going to come last every year. They're bloody sitting fourth.
I tell you what I do, and I hope I'm wrong, obviously, but I almost feel sorry for the 18th team.
Yeah.
Because they've just set such an unrealistic standard coming into this.
Across the board, too. From an administration, from the branding, it's been really fun, but just the way they've played. Like,
Stan Docko,
which Cutlets. Is outstanding.
The Cutlets.
Oh, that's their number one.
That's a standard that will never be matched.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so great from the Dolphins.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.